A very good morning to all of you. Today I'm going to present my talk on developing strategies for mitigating the impacts of freezing on olive production in Texas. So this project is being sponsored by Texas Department of Agriculture, and there are two recipients of it. One is Texas Olive Oil Association, and sub-recipient is Texas A&M AgriLife Research in Uvalde. There are two major focus of the project. First is identification of physiological and biochemical mechanisms to reduce the freezing damage, and to the development of molecular markers in the locally adapted olive varieties and USDA green accessions associated with the freezing tolerance. So this project started in last fall, and we are going to continue to this fall, and also we are going to continue this experiment next year. So as far as olive production is considered, Spain is the largest producer, followed by Italy and Greece, and major states for olive oil production are California, Arizona, Texas, Georgia, Florida, Oregon, and Hawaii in the United States. And in Texas, about 1,800 acres of trees have been planted for olive production, which contributes less than 1% of the total olive oil production. So what actually is a freezing stress? So when the plants receive temperature below 0 degrees Celsius, they are said to be freeze stress. So the main reason for the freezing stress is the development of intracellular ice crystals inside the plant tissue, leading to symplastic freezing. And the extracellular ice formation outside the plant cell creates a drop in the water potential, leading to the intracellular water to move out from the cell. And this is the actual point where damage starts, because this leads to electrolytic leakage. And as far as olives are considered, olives love more summer and short winter. And especially the young olive trees and branches, they are sensitive to extreme freezing environments. And temperature at or below 5 degrees Fahrenheit are often critical. And as far as other stresses, freeze stress also show a lot of symptoms like chlorosis and necrosis. Bark split. Bark split occurs because of the extra turgor pressure which arises in the conducting tissue, because of the formation of intracellular ice crystals and the pressure come out giving bark split. And if the freezing continues for more time, it also affects the inflorescence of the olive trees. Like if you see in the third figure, the upper branch, it's a non-freeze stress tree branch, and we can see two leaves and two inflorescences at one node. However, the branches on the lower side, we rarely can see two leaves and two inflorescences at a node. So USDA plant hardiness zone map is a standard by which any farmer and grower can depict that which plant can thrive at a particular location. This is based upon the annual average winter temperature, and it is divided into 10 F zones. And the best place to grow olives is at zone 10, which is located in California and Florida. And the selected orchards for the present study were in Georgetown, Dripping Springs, Moulton, Berkeley, and Carrizo Springs, and they fall in the zone 8A and 9B. So these are the details of the experimental locations having variable soil type and the varieties. And up till now, we conducted three samplings. And the age of the trees at these locations were in the range of 6 to 11 years. So a plant can be either sensitive or tolerant when they are freeze stress. The sensitive plants, they cannot tolerate the freeze stress because after the formation of intracellular ice crystals, it leads to the formation of ROS, and these are reactive oxygen species which can damage plant cells. So to cope up with that stress, plant develop antioxidant defense system, and because of that, most of the photoassimilates, they go to the repair process, and we see reduced growth and yield. And the plants which are tolerant, they do some physiological and biochemical adjustments like modification in the cell wall, modification in the membranes, and upregulation in some osmolytes like proline and GABA, and they also increase the levels of betaine and sugars. So keeping above facts in mind, we decided to test the hypothesis that our changes in soil and plant nutrient status regulate freezing tolerance in olives. So to test these hypotheses, we have four focused objectives: physiological and biochemical impacts of freezing stress in olives, identification of techniques to minimize freezing damage, the molecular responses which can induce during freezing stress, and assessing the natural variation in olive cultivars using USDA accessions for freezing tolerance. So a lot of research has been done in last 1.5 decades to improve the soil health. And one of the strategy is to introduce soil probiotics. Soil probiotics, they are mixture of beneficial microorganisms which improves the soil health for enhanced root system for more nutrient uptake and contributing to overall increase the plant productivity. So we are also testing one of the product, Lalita 21, which is being sold by Agromur company, which is in California. And this product belongs to Acela Biotech, and it is anticipated to increase the nitrogen availability and solubilization of phosphate, potassium, and trace elements. Now the results. So this slide shows the status of nitrate nitrogen in the soil when non-Lalita was applied, and we can see from this figure that the orchards located at Dripping Spring and Georgetown show more nitrate nitrogen in the soil compared to others. However, we saw differences at some of the orchards, like in the first part, in the treatment, Mission showed significant reduction in the nitrate nitrogen, but this is just the initial data, and we are going to regularly monitor the kinetic behavior of nitrogen throughout the year and also the next year. After the application of Lalita, there was increase of nitrate nitrogen in the soil at Dripping Springs site, and we can see more availability of nitrate nitrogen in the soil at Dripping Springs. We also assessed nitrate nitrogen availability in foliate tissues, and we found genotypic difference in the varieties at our locations, and we can see from this slide that the cultivars growing at Dripping Springs and Georgetown show more availability of nitrate nitrogen in the tissues. However, we found some significant differences at a particular site. Like in Georgetown, we see reduced nitrate nitrogen in Arbicuna as compared to Arbosana and Koroneki. So we also assess primary metabolites in the form of amino acids, and we can see variations in the primary metabolites at T0, T1, and T2 state. Like Arbicuna showed more accumulation of amino acids at T1. However, Mission showed reduced amino acids at T1 and T2. So we also assess nitrogen rich amino acid at different time intervals, and we can see from this slide that at T0 state in Arbicuna there was significant increase of glutamine, and at T0 state there was a significant increase of aspartic acid. However, glutamic acid showed a significant reduction in Arbicuna and Mission at T0 and T2 stage. As I already told you earlier that GABA and protein, they are the important compounds, and their levels are expected to increase in the freezing stress. And we also found early induction of GABA and proline in our experiment. Like at T0 stage, we can see early induction of GABA, and T2 stage, although we got a lot of big error bars, but still it's just a preliminary result showing more GABA. Proline also showed the similar trend. We also observed variations in primary metabolites in two other varieties, Piquel and Tosca, at one of the experimental sites. The design of the orchard site didn't allow us to have a geographical control of this, but we decided to do the sampling to see differences in the nitrogen uptake. And we can see here that Tosca showed less total amino acid at T2 stage, and the results were significant as compared to T1. We also found differences in the accumulation of nitrogen-rich amino acids at a particular time. Like glutamine showed more increase at T1 in Piquel. However, Tosca showed reduction in the glutamic acid, and these changes were significant. GABA and proline also showed a similar trend as the previous varieties. So when there is a low temperature, there are some sensor proteins on the plasma membranes which receives the first signal, and they activate the genes responsible for freezing tolerance. So whenever there is a low temperature and there is a difference in the organic solutes, the calcium channel proteins which receives the first signal, they open up, and the first signal is being initiated by the kinases. So this ICE1 This is a transcriptional factor which receives the first signal phosphorylated by the kinase, and it activates the C repeat binding factors, which in turn regulates the transcription of cold-responsive genes, which produces cold-responsive proteins, which provides low temperature tolerance to the blood. So the entire mechanism is much, much complex, and the figure on the right-hand side is the simplified version, and why I boxed OST1 and IC1, because we will be focusing on these transcriptional factors. So since the sequence of the olives is partially sequenced, there are some shotgun transcriptomic libraries available from one of the variety PQL, and we are utilizing that data to fish out the candidate genes responsible for gene expression analysis in our experiment. So these are the putative functions of those genes, and these are based on the genes with the known genes of Arabidopsis and other plants, and we utilize that data to design primers for qPCR for our gene expression analysis, and this data is available on the NCBI website. So our results also show the early induction of CBF pathway genes, like in one of our variety as Carrizo springs, like OST1 and IC1 under the treatment, and I already told you that this is just the initial data. We will be monitoring the response of the varieties in all the orchards throughout the year and also the next year, but it would be very interesting to note the kinetic behavior of the nitrogen uptake in the locally adapted olive varieties. We are also going to assess the natural variation for freezing tolerance by evaluating 105 accessions from USDA ARS representing the world geography, and the parameters for evaluating freezing tolerance would be electrolytic leakage, biochemical parameters, and molecular markers. Finally, to acknowledge Texas A&M AgriLife Research for providing laboratory facilities, Texas Department of Agriculture Specialty Crop Block Grant Program 2019-20 for funding this project, Dr. Vijay Joshi for supervising, the students Kusho, Haramrit, James, Seth, Kathleen, and Tatum for helping in sampling, Dr. Madhumita Joshi for gene expression analysis, and finally to AHSS for providing me the platform to share my research. Thank you. No, actually, this project, the question is that how often we get freeze. That's what you asked. Yes. So this experiment started from last fall, and freeze started after December. So the data which I presented is of last fall. No, this is just the information which was available on the published papers. That's what I presented, that 5 degree Fahrenheit, it may be critical for olive varieties. All right, thank you very much.